as us commence our worship this morning with hymn number 398, the tune is Popham 207. Dear Shepherd of thy people here, thy presence now display, as thou hast given a place for prayer, so give us hearts to pray. Show us some token of thy love, our fainting hope to raise, and pour thy blessings from above, that we may render praise. Chapter 11, reading down to verse 30. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, my friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. And there Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent he may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. And when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come, calling for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Here we will leave the reading. May the Lord bless the word and help us now in prayer. Oh, we pray, Lord, for a spirit of grace and supplication to call upon thy name. Thankful, Lord, that we've been enabled to attend here. Trust, Lord, our friends on the relay system at Ryde, in Geelong, at home, and also in Adelaide. And we do pray thy blessing upon thy word, that it might have free course and be glorified. Thou knowest, Lord, thou minister brought low we are, and our cause is approved, and few attend the solemn feast. But we would bless God that there are those that have a spiritual desire to know something of the life of the Spirit, being born again, an exercise really that soul will never die. It will leave our body, we know, Lord, at the time of death of the body. But Lord, it will ascend into heaven if we are dying. But if not, Lord, it will be, depart from me, I never knew thee. Lord, solemn reality that we are born, Lord, to go either to heaven or to hell. May be more conscious of this, Lord, and may there be yet in the land created anew in Christ, that he might be made suitable to their soul's needs for salvation. We are, Lord, privileged if we have been called by thy grace, and Lord, looking to be called by grace, desiring, Lord, that we might know the truth in the inner heart, and be favoured with that new heart that thou can give sinners, to exercise them rightly in their walk and their conduct while here below, and when the time of death comes, to have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of heaven. May we be more, Lord, exercised as to know how the case stands. We drift along, Lord. We're careful and troubled about many things like Martha. But Lord, we bid thee, ask thee to bid us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We realise, Lord, that we have a carnal mind that is enmity to God. And Lord, nothing that we can do in the flesh can satisfy the demands of thy commandment of repentance and faith in the merits of Jesus. Oh, do be mindful of us today, Lord. We bring our hard things to thee, and only thou can resolve them. We bring, Lord, our impossible things to thee, which can be made possible for thee, a performing God. And it would be mindful, Lord, that thou dost still sit and wait to answer prayer. It is thy prerogative to wait, to tarry off the men of faith to come at evening late. And we, Lord, know that we should be our afflictive dispensations in life's journey. And we do pray, Lord, for those in our family circles that need touching, that need healing, that need restoring, that need, Lord, to be made conscious that thou remainest. Knowest every step of thy people's way. Lord, we look upon those afflictive dispensations in our family circles and pray, Lord, that thou will touch them, that thou will comfort them. Now knowing that they're made to feel in outer man decay, but to hope that inward man be renewed day by day. And be taught, Lord, to call upon thy name in the day of trouble. Thou said, I will hear them and deliver them. So, Lord, thou knowest each of our soul's desires this morning. And, Lord, especially the young, we commit to thee and ask thy blessing upon them. To teach them early to seek thee, to teach them to number their days that they might apply their hearts unto heavenly wisdom, to observe in their life that even their life's minute circumstance is subject to thine eye and to thy will. O Lord, thou knowest, often we're cast down, but still hoping in God that we may yet praise him for the health of his countenance, and for the blessing of the gospel. Oh, do not leave us or forsake us, Lord, because of our sins, but shine into our souls, lighten our darkness. If we're in darkness of soul, Lord, we grope for the wall like the blind. We've been reading about Jesus said 12 hours in a day. We have to realize the darkness and bondage that comes into the hearts of thy people, who have thought they have been awakened from the dead, and now darkness, Lord, seems to come over their souls. And they pray, Lord, shine into their hearts, light in their darkness, speak peace and pardon to us in these difficult situations that arise. And yet we would acknowledge they arise because of their sins. And it's a hideous monster. And what a curse is brought in. But blessed be the Lord. Thy blood can cleanse them all sins. Thy blessing can prepare us for death. And after death, the judgment. O Lord, how does the case stand with us then? May we be made very conscious that thy presence alone can comfort and support us. So, Lord, do be with us today and help us, Lord, and direct us into what we shall speak in the hour. And do grant, Lord, a softening of our heart that might come with weeping and supplication. Martha and Mary, who knew what it was to be weeping, their brother had died, and yet they would say previous, and they did not realize that it was a sin not unto death, but to the glory and honor of God. So, Lord, do come and bless the gospel to our souls this day, to encourage us still to believe and trust thee for thy faithfulness. And so, Lord, do be with us, heal the sick, open the blind eyes of the blind, and that, Lord, unstop deaf ears and open hearts to receive the truth, that we might have living testimonies of the wonders God alone can do. So do hear us and help us, Lord, and especially be with our aged ones and begin to feel the infirmities of us, that thou knowest the way that they take, and thou hast tried and they should come forth of God. We thank thee for preserving mercies through another week, Lord. Though we may have these afflictive dispensations, we do pray for grace to endure hardness, to fight the good fight of faith, and at last lay hold on eternal life. And the young ones in the midst of the trials, Lord, that confront them in this day, Lord, of much pressure in their education, help them, O Lord, to seek help from thee, and one that is mighty to save, even none of their circumstances and what we are in need of before we even think or ask. Such is the greatness of God through the merits of Jesus as revealed to thy people. So do be with us, Lord, now and help us, and do forgive our sin for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 193, and the tune is Irish 160. 193. I am, says Christ, your glorious head. May we attention give the resurrection of the dead, the life of all that live. By faith in me, the soul receives new life, though dead before. And he that in my name believes shall live to die no more. We commence at verse 2 of 1-9-3.
Yeah.
please to help me. I would direct you prayerfully to John's Gospel, chapter 11, and reading verse 35. Jesus wept. Oh, what compassion do we see here? Comfort and hope to each one of us with regard and respect of our never-dying souls. We're born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity, we're born dead to the reality that we have an immortal soul. But what a mercy. What a mercy that Martha, who was troubled about many things we read of, was unable to say to the Lord. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother not died, but I know. Favoured soul, wasn't she? That she said, but I know. But even now, whatsoever thou would ask God, God will give it thee. And this is where faith comes in exercise for you and me. We should come with weeping and supplication if we are convinced we're sinners in the sight of God, if we tremble in his holiness and majesty. Many people in this day and age that we live in this present state of in Europe, in Queensland and other, and stormy scenes in New South Wales, then no doubt naturally we should tremble when the floods come, when the fires come, in the midst of the hot summers that we get. But what a mercy to realise that after death, the judgment, which few acknowledge today, and yet there will be compassion in your soul and mind. There'll be a case of mourning. We know what it is to mourn over loved ones lost. We know what it is to tremble at the thoughts, the welfare of those souls that have departed. And yet through mercy there will be a people that shall know what it is that Jesus wept for them. We see his compassion naturally here. But his compassion too, dear friends, to those who are not found in the covenant of grace, that have been born into the world, that they have been made useful in the world. And yet the time comes when they must lay down and die. And they've never had any thoughts about eternity, and about God, and about the need of a Saviour. But through mercy, we have been taught the truth. The Bible has been an instructing book to poor sinners who have been given a hunger and a thirst, and also to realise that the Lord Jesus Christ saw the weeping. He saw the weeping, the Jews' weeping, which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he knew this was to be the honour and glory, but they did not take heed to what he had said in that earlier part of the chapter. But by the grace of God, we are here today, I believe, to hear the gospel. And though it may be, dear friends, ineffectual to you and me in the present day, but I believe a time will come, if you're one of the Lord's people, that you'll know that the Lord Jesus has known what it is to bear the burden of the sins of his people. And there was no light burden. Because we read, don't we, elsewhere, that he was found and he being in an agony, prayed more earnestly. He came to do the work of the Father, and all that the Father giveth, he said, shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. But Jesus wept. And they said unto him, Lord, come and see where the lady laid down, no question that he had died and been 4 days in the tomb, we believe, according to the word of God. And what about you and me? When we come and ponder the palm of their feet and realize the great need to see Jesus. You see, ultimately, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. You see, he raises the dead. You and I are naturally born in sin and shame and iniquity. We are dead in trespasses and sins. We have no thoughts of eternity in our early days until the appointed time comes for the Lord to quicken your soul, to awaken your soul to the needs of the blood of Christ to cleanse you. So you and I may have godly sorrow. You and I might weep at the throne of grace to those that we look around and see that have no thoughts of eternity, no thoughts of where we're going to spend eternity. But blessed be the Lord Jesus. Jesus wept. And so he has compassion upon his people as we commence to start this poor sermon, but trust it might be applied with power to your soul and mind to see Jesus, to see him, to come with weeping, mourning over your souls and mind, and willing to lay down his life for such sinners as you and me. And so Jesus raised him from the dead, and oh, there was much joy to see from Martha in particular, and Mary. And Mary, you see, was set still in the house. And this is a mercy when you and I come to read the Word of God. We want to read it to profit. We want the Word applied to your souls, that you might be persuaded that he is the resurrection and life of your soul. Raises you and me from those dead feelings. And though we spend much in darkness and bondage through fear of death, yet the Lord in his mercy appears to you and comforts you and supports you. Because those tears, those groans, you see, he being burdened, he groaned. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. His anxiety, his concern over the welfare of the souls that God has chosen and revealed to Jesus, that he must suffer, bleed, and die to redeem them from the curse of the broken law. So we bless the Lord, don't we, for his great goodness. And he raises him to that life again. We know we were born in sin and shame and iniquity. We know in darkness we wanted to be freed from the gospel and to free to the bondage that we feel we might have been brought up under. And we did all manner of things that we could escape. But you can't escape God's broken law if ere you come to die. But we have to bless the Lord, to Jesus, and set the pattern, weeping, sowing in tears, that we might yet reap in joy and be favoured to know the glorious truths of the gospel, the welcome news of salvation, and for him to say unto your soul and mine, I am the Lord, I change not. And so though he saw all the weeping, the Jews weeping which came with her, and he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And yet you see, he was waiting for the Lord to put new life into Lazarus, to raise him from the dead. And he said, did he not, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And these grave clothes, dear friends, are like an earthly binding of your soul and mind. You're bound up with the world. You're full of the world. You're full of worldly excitement, worldly pleasures, worldly treasures. But he says, loosen. Loosen from these bonds of the world. Loosen from these earthly things that can never save us. And Lord, come and show me that thou art concerned about my soul, that thou art weeping that I might be brought to repentance. It's a time of love. Time of love when Jesus, with his mighty love, visits your troubled breast. You'll have troubles in time. You wonder where the sea is going to end, and shall I be brought out of this affliction? Shall I be brought through it? Yes, you will. If Jesus is drawn, squeezed prayer out of your soul, wrestling prayer we often speak of, and it is wrestling to the break of day. All those night seasons, you lay on your bed maybe, where's the sea going? Shall I see daylight again? Shall I be amongst those that have been chosen vessels that shall live to show for their praise? See, Mary came where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet saying, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother not died. But this was shown to the glory of God, that he had said he would raise him, and so he did raise him from that carnal mind, that enmity to God, and ever will be. But when Jesus, with his mighty love, visits our troubled breast, our doubts subside, our fears remove, we're completely blessed. The Lord knows your pathway and mine. He said, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. For beside me there is no Saviour. Jesus weeping. You no wonder at Jesus weeping. He looks upon the unregenerate, and he looks to the Father that he might bring them to repentance and give them a godly hunger and thirst after the welfare of their soul. You see, what I keep saying and pressing upon you and myself too, born in sin, shapen in iniquity, in sins that our mother conceived us. Sin into the world and death by sin, but Jesus reigns. Jesus was a one that had compassion upon them. The two sisters mourning over what they thought was the death of their brother. But it was all, dear friends, to show the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. What a refuge then for you and me to say, and the Lord, where they have laid him. And now you might look at it in this way. You leave the things of God for a mass of pottage. You like Esau, dear friends, sold his birthright for a mass of pottage. Oh Lord, what profit was there in? And what profit were you and me if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? But Jesus will not let you go. He's mourned over you. He's waiting for the Lord to bless you with a token of his love. This is the work of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All take their part in the salvation of the souls of everyone in the covenant. And blessed be the Lord. Yes, he may weep in his, and this shows Jesus in his humanity. Jesus, truly in his humanity, he was made like unto our flesh, sin accepted, but he knew what it was to naturally weep. And he knows the way that you take. And he knows your arrogance and pride and determined not to have him to reign over you. But you know, you can't, dear friends, fight with Jesus and God's will. Though you may seem to be tried about this in your environment and those that you meet with, but blessed be the Lord, he knows And he is determined. And we should determine to know nothing about men, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he'll crucify you and me to the world. Would to God he would do it more. We seem to be so bound up at times in the things of Jesus. But you see, the Lord stops you. The Lord touches you. And he dips, and he humbles you and me before the Almighty God, that we might be exalted in due time, casting all our care upon him. Jesus, the friend of sinners. Though he may not walk openly, dear friends, with the Jews as yet, but the time will come when the Jews will know what it is to seek after Jesus. And they will see that Jesus has suffered, lived and died. And does it make you weep? Does it give you a godly sorrow for your sins? Does it make you a true mourner in Zion? And you'll pray, Lord, do lead me and guide me to all truth, that I might mourn more over what thou hast passed through to redeem such an unworthy sinner as me or to yourselves. Jesus, the friend that hung on the tree that opened the channel of mercy for you and for me. Do you know something, dear friends? Of seeing Jesus suffer, it'll bring tears to your eyes, it'll bring you a broken heart and contrite spirit, because you're looking for eternity. And some of the older ones cannot be far from it. Maybe a few more years, days or months we shall be upon the earth, and then we face, dear friends, the judgment seat. And so you see, Jesus was weeping on account of the sisters suffering with loss and as they so thought, suffering. And they were thought that they would never see their brother again. But this is that miraculous call from the dead. And so liken unto you and me, dead in our trespasses and sins. You're still in the body, but you're not in the spirit. And blessed be the Lord. You see, a spirit can't weep. And so this is another proof of the Son of God coming on this sin-stained earth and weeping. He had that natural weeping, dear friends, for the sorrow that the sisters were brought into, and they'd not yet seen the miraculous raising of Lazarus from the dead. But there was an appointed time. And then they believe on Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing, to be given faith to believe that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And all that the Father has given him shall come to him. You will never be able to escape from that fact. You're in a communion with Christ. You have this godly sorrow for your sin, and you want him to truly lead you to understand Jesus suffering upon that accursed tree. He said, if it be possible, the Lord, or his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He had to bring the cup of sorrows. He had to drink all of it, the dregs of it. And he suffered in your room, place, and sin and mine. And you want that applied. And if it's applied, you'll go on your way rejoicing. Raised from the dead. And these Pharisees, you see, there's always a Pharisee about, trying to imagine and trying to undermine Jesus. And then he had to walk no more openly among the Jews, but went into a country near to the wilderness, and there continued with his disciples. It's a separate path. Come ye from among them and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Blessed mercy. He touches your heart and mine. If you're a godly sorrow, you'll come weeping. You set the pattern. Jesus wept, and you're weak, and you'll say, you'll feel sorry for those sins, those past offences. Oh Lord, I am so oppressed with my sins. I'm so tried about my pathway. I so want to be acceptable in thy sight as one of thy chosen vessels. Thou hast bought me with a price. Raise me from the dead. Quicken me into life. And you hasten to the place where he unveils his lovely face through the glorious truth of the gospel, or searching the scriptures, when you settle upon a portion of his word, and he says unto you, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Oh, you will have a godly sorrow for sin, and we need more of it. We're so bent upon earthly things. We so think that we know what we want to do and going to do. But have you had the approbation upon your plans and your schemes? I believe you'll know what it is, Lord. Do grant me divine guidance and help that I might glorify thy name, and even glorify thy name in the fires, and to hear thy voice say, be still and know that I am God, your Saviour, your only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, because you've had that spirit of adoption. You're a chosen vessel. I've chosen thee, and ordained thee this way that you might go forth and bring forth real fruits for the great repentance. And oh, didn't Mary and her sister come and say that if thou had been there here, my brother would not have died. But this was to prove the honour and glory of God the Father, that Jesus Christ should know what it is to come to that place. And Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Relieve, dear friends, of our afflictions. And he does relieve us of our afflictions. But we know this ultimately will become an affliction that will cause our body to die, but our soul shall seek to have evidences that he has bought you with a price. Yes, he looks upon you with weeping and supplication, and you bless the Lord that as you've sown in tears, you will yet reap in joy. This is the blessed hope then, and this is the hope that they had, that Jesus would be raised again, because he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And that is a great mercy. Raise you and me from the dead. Exercise your soul to know the truth. And the truth, he says, shall make you free from the condemnation of the broken law. Jesus, friend of sinners. And so we must know something of our sinnership, and we must repent of our sinnership. And we will say to the Lord and plead with him, Lord, don't leave me to bring shame upon that dear name of thine, but bless me with some blessed evidence that I have been truly bought with a price, and that thou wilt truly raise me from the dead, and bless me with a saving knowledge of the dear word of God. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they know me, and I will follow thee, and give unto them eternal life at last. A glorious prospect for you and me. We may be in the very nearness to death. The appointed time, the Lord will not come before it or after it. A time he has sent. A time he has set to favour you and me to know the evidences of his everlasting love for us, and we cannot escape that time. And so it was with the case of this miraculous raising of the body of Lazarus from the dead to life again, and he raised you and me from that newness of life, that we might truly realise that Jesus alone and speak the word to your soul and say, come out from among them. Seek the Lord while he may be found. calling upon him while he's near. For unto you will we live, Lord. There's no help in self, I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin, death, and hell. We have to painfully learn what solemn creatures we are. Shady creatures, deceitful creatures. Deceitful above all things is our heart, and desperately wicked, but you should know it. He takes away that stony heart, you might say, and gives you a heart of flesh, a feeling of religion. He says, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be me, and be ye separate. Yes, a separate pathway. All we do seem to be so earthly bound, don't we, until something comes to shock us. Yes, I say shock us into repentance, to shock us into realise what we are in the pure and holy eyes of Jesus and God the Father, as the Holy Ghost comes upon you and me. Spirit of truth, come down, reveal the things of God, and make to us salvation and witness with the blood. Jesus Christ, suffering. Oh, we want fellowship with his sufferings, and they may conform one with death, even the death of the cross. It's more than print on paper when the Jesus exhorts his word and reveals it, makes it precious to your soul. Oh, we see then Jesus weeping over you, weeping over me. Oh, he hates your sins and hates my sins, but he has redeemed you. And he's wept over you. And this is compassion from the Son of God to look upon you and bless you with that faith view of Christ. Look upon him whom you pierced, and you mourn over your sins, and after him. That does draw you. It will draw you to see the Son of God, who is holy, harmless, and undefiled, and separate from sinners, weeping, mourning over your sins. But oh, he sees too that he's come to do the will of his Father. And all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I shall in no wise ascend back. Blessed be the Lord. So we see the wonders of Jesus weeping, the shortest version of understanding the scriptures. Jesus weeping. Very significant, isn't it? Jesus suffering for you, for me. And he said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me to the Father. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Took away the stone, place where the dead was. And you and me dead in trespasses and sins, no faults of the need of the blood of Christ. All in the work of the Blessed Spirit, and following on to know the Lord. He said, they shall know me as they follow on to know me, as revealed to you through the scripture. And all scripture is given by the work of the Spirit. All scripture is given by God is honourable for conviction, for godly sorrow, for your sins and mine. Oh, and it's a blessing. And it'll be, dear friends, for sanctification of the Spirit in your soul, that you'll have nothing to glory in and boast of, that you'll bless God for your needs being supplied in the world, but holding them with a loose hand, looking to see what it cost the Son of God to make a way for you to escape from the wrath to come. Because Jesus, my friend, had hung on the tree that opened the channel of mercy for me. So Jesus saw them weeping, and Jesus wept himself. And so you see, your pathway is pure, far from perfect, until he perfects that that concerns you, that you might be found complete in the merits of his imputed righteousness to their souls. And so it was with the case of loosing you and letting you go, setting you at gospel liberty. And you bless the Lord, who he had raised from the dead. And so, as I say, spiritually, your body won't necessarily be raised from the dead, although sometimes the man, it has been spoken about those that have been dead, clinically dead, but not the soul has not left the body. Be very mindful of that. But blessed be the Lord, he raises up and puts new life in your soul as you get a glimpse by faith of him. And you say, Lord, do keep me from the love of sinning. Help me to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I had been called, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of God, there to intercede for you. What an intercessor we have in the Lord Jesus. And so we see in the steps of the Lord that you will look to and say, Lord, hold up my goings and my paths, that my footsteps slip not. But we must leave it there as we have the ordinance to attend to. May he bless his word and forgive anything amiss in his pure and holy eyes, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 441, Petunias Hursley, 353. So fair a face betuned with tears, what beauty even grief appears. He wept, he bled, he died for you. What more, ye saints, could Jesus do? Enthroned above with equal glow, his warm affections deep down would flow. In our distress he bears a part and feels a sympathetic smile.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, abide with us each. Amen.